Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. With the coronavirus outbreak spreading across the country and work and workplaces being impacted every day, I think it's important to note as we work through this some interesting and noteworthy examples of how some companies are working hard to make sure they take care both of their businesses as well as their employees. Last week, Jason Fried, who's the CEO of the work management software tool company called Basecamp, understood that the pandemic is going to change the way his employees were operating and how his company would operate. He knew that employees were under lots of stress, lots of anxiety. They share a lot of internal communications inside Basecamp on their own Basecamp tool, and he would see messages like, "Schools are about to close and I need to figure out my childcare because I can't do it while I'm working." And he knew he needed to do a little bit more for his employees to help them relax, deal with their anxiety, and prepare for the very real changes and disruptions in their personal lives. So Fried thought about it and then decided to send a letter to all employees at Basecamp. And he basically told them, "We need to make sure we're ready for this. We need to make sure that we're supporting you in your personal needs to get ready for the pandemic and the changes it might make in your life. And we also need to continue to support our customers. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give everybody 2 extra days off of work." He wanted employees, if they could, to take work off this past Friday, as well as today, Monday, giving everybody, mostly everybody in the company, a 4-day weekend to get their affairs in order. Now, obviously, and he noted in the letter, they would need to continue to support their customers and their basis and their infrastructure. So some employees in the support organization and the operations organizations need to be on call and ready to support customers, but he made sure that they also would get extra 2 days off within the next week or so. He wanted to make sure that people had time and space to prepare themselves, prepare their families, and just deal with everything that's going on in these very uncertain and stressful times. And finally, he mentioned, as they work through these tough times and everybody takes a couple of extra days off to try to prepare, they still had some goals. They had a deadline for an internal project that they were working towards. But he even said this is an important internal project and we'll keep our eye on that prize. But if we don't get there, that's okay too, because we really also need to understand the true reality on the ground. And finally, he advised his employees to relax, to be safe, to be smart, and to help one another and to everyone else in need. And maybe that's a small gesture, just giving everybody a couple of extra days off. Maybe even lots of companies just can't afford to do that right now in these uncertain times. But this commitment to his people, the organization, their health, their well-being, their families, these are the kind of things that people won't forget. They'll go a long way into connecting people to the organization, connecting them to each other, connecting them to the mission, and securing Basecamp as the kind of employer that people would want to work for after all this crisis is over. Well done to Jason Fried at Basecamp. And I hope the rest of you are working through your challenges in these trying times as well. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, check out our full archive at www.hrhappyhour.net.